Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. Here we are. The Yankees are on the brink of elimination. I thought that there was no way last night the Yankee offense wouldn't respond. I didn't think there was any way that Masahiro Tanaka was going to get knocked around. I did not think that we'd be sitting here this morning, the Yankees down 3-1 with Justin Verlander staring them in the face to close this thing out. And really, all the stuff we have talked about, analytics this, and defensive positioning this, and bullpen here, and this, you know, throw more breaking balls and fastballs and all these stupid baseball stats we have talked about for months and months and months. It comes down to one team gets a big hit and one team does not. And the Yankees have been incapable of breaking through offensively in the biggest moment of the season time and time again. And the Astros, well, they have. They do it. Springer, Correa, doesn't matter. Big home runs. It is now going to take a borderline miracle with the way the Yankees are playing to come back and win this series. But, as you say, as long as there's an opportunity, take it one inning, one whatever, screw it. They're done. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm not happy this morning either. But, you know, then again, I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm more of a Ranger fan. And I'm an NFL football fan, and Patrick Mahomes got hurt last night too, which just made the night just absolutely miserable for me. But anyway, in regards to the Yankees, you know, this is not the team that everybody was rooting for this year.
Nope.
This team that is showing up here is like I don't know what to say to you. It's like Stanton's in uniform but not playing, has no chance to play. CC Sabathia hurts his shoulder last night. I mean, it's just like, you know, where's Ford? Where's Tauchman? Where's Romine? You know, where's Luke Voit? You know, that's the team that everybody was rooting for this year. That was the team that, you know, the little engine that could. And you know, I personally think, and I'm not a Yankee fan, so I'm going to say this as what I would like to think is just like an innocent bystander that is watching this unfold the way it has unfolded. Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman has got to start throwing some stones here. You got to sit down Gary Sanchez. I know he hit a home run last night. I mean, he had a chance to break the game open in the first inning, and he's flailing at a third pitch. I mean, just awful. I mean, it was awful, and it was like a reoccurring nightmare that has gone on with him now. And I don't know what the Yankee, brass is looking at. Are they watching the same thing that we are all watching? And I'm sure they like Gary, and I'm sure, you know, when he is the Kraken and things are going on and he's hitting home runs, it's great. But he has been in one of these slumps that he tends to get himself in at the absolute wrong time. He's guessing, he's missing pitches, can't catch up to a fastball here or there. And he's got to be villain number one. Villain number two is Stanton, and it's because he's not playing, he's not in uniform, and there is nowhere else to go. They're not going to pinch it for anybody, so I don't even know why they have him in uniform. To me, I think desperate times call for desperate measures. So let's think about this for a second. Let's say they do really shake up the lineup. And somehow, because now they're going to, you know, obviously do some move in regards to CC Sabathia. I don't know if they'll bring a pitcher or a hitter up. But let's say they bring Voit up. You know, now, why would you start Voit at first base or let him be your DH? But I would put him at first base. I would put LeMahieu at third base or have LeMahieu be your DH and keep Urshela on the field because he's a good defender. And then I'd put Romine behind the plate. And now you bring in a little bit new blood, some guys that have had some success for the Yankees this year. And it's one of the reasons why the Yankees are where they are. And that's your extreme measures. You're changing things up. You can't, if I have to watch another game where your big hitters in big spots with guys on base are flailing at pitches outside of the strike zone, I mean, I'd want to hit myself over the head with a hammer.
Yeah, there were a lot of guys that were getting booed last night for good reason. Gary Sanchez, of course, the reason why that the Yankees are never going to sit him down in a big spot is because he does end up hitting a home run later. That's Gary Sanchez in a nutshell. Is he strikes out on three pitches, then he has a brain fart again on one of these rundown plays where he throws the ball, and we were talking about this from the other game. Just run to the base. You could have gotten a double play there easy. And then that's so you got that on the resume. But then you also have the big home run that makes you feel like the Yankees get back in the game. And that's why they're never going to sit him down. I'm all for shaking up the lineup. I'm all for any of it because I feel like it's over and you might as well just throw everything at the Astros that you have. But, you know, also Gleyber Torres, huge spot, bases loaded, one out. Strikes out. Edwin Encarnacion in the bottom of the fifth inning, bases loaded, strikes out. Aaron Judge, big spot, runner in scoring position, strikes out. I mean, it's not just Gary Sanchez. I mean, it's team-wide. Nobody can get a big hit. And now, and then, by the way, let's shaking up the lineup sounds great, but by the way, let's not forget, we're now putting guys who have not played in a long-ass time in an elimination game against Justin Verlander and expecting these guys to change things. That's how ridiculous this Yankee lineup has performed in three straight games. This is the situation we're in. We're putting up the bat signal from Mike friggin' Tauchman. That's what we're doing. How is that even possible? And how is Zach Greinke, of all people, able to do that at Yankee Stadium? So I ended up going to the game last night as well. That place was ready to pounce on that guy. Pounce on him. First inning, bases loaded, and here he is calmly navigating himself out of that situation.
He didn't even go five innings, man.
But I mean, they had him on the ropes, and they couldn't knock him out.
But he didn't even go five innings, you know. And the thing about it is that
they should have been all over him.
I've heard a lot about this Yankee bullpen, and I'm telling you, internally, I guarantee you that the Houston Astros and A.J. Hinch and their pitching staff and especially their relieving staff are like, you know, who are these guys? Who are these guys that are supposed to be so special? We'll handle it. We'll take care of business here. And that's exactly what the Astros bullpen has done.
Yeah, they've been great. They've been great in every facet of the game. They look like a championship team, and the Yankees do not. Dude, Yankees last night in the eighth inning kicking the ball around like they've never played baseball before.
I told you that this team is the real team. This team is a team that had a special year. This is a team that has the mantra, take it back. This is a team that has actual starting pitching that's real, that you don't have to take out after four innings. You know, and the interesting thing tonight is going to be Paxton now. You know, and a lot of these guys have had their opportunities. I feel bad for Didi Gregorius because I really like him, and I really think he's a terrific player, and I think he's a terrific clubhouse guy. But he may be playing himself right out of the shortstop position for the New York Yankees through this whole thing. Because at times where he's had moments where he could have had his Derek Jeter moments. And in the biggest of spots, unfortunately for him, except for that, you know, the grand slam that he had against the Twinkies and that crappy, starting pitching staff. This is a guy who unfortunately has not come up big. And he even says it himself. And with a less expensive option with Gleyber Torres moving over shortstop. And, you know, they were winning with Gleyber Torres at shortstop. These are the decisions that are going to have to be made once this whole thing ends up crashing and burning here if they can't get back on track and win some games. It's not over. I'm not saying it is.
Nah, man, but it feels like it this morning.
I know that, but I'm as the athlete in me tells me, just keep giving me a chance. As long as I got a chance, as long as I got a life rope, as long as I got an opportunity to do something, I'm still going to go out there and I'm going to believe that I can get it done. That's my sense if I'm an athlete and if I'm the coach of the Yankees. But I also, if I'm Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone, you guys have got to have a serious conversation about what is going on. And it's not like there's, you know, a whole nother, you know, nine guys on the bench. There are not. There's not much more you can do except changing a couple players. But it's just The sight of Stanton in uniform sitting on the bench.
Oh, him warming up yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of this before the game. You know, on Twitter, a bunch of beat writers are sharing videos of Giancarlo Stanton warming up before the game, running around. I mean, this was before they made a decision. I took one look at that video and said, there is no way in hell this man is going to play again this year. He couldn't even sprint. He's nowhere near playing.
Right.
Why are they even trying this anymore? I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. This guy can't play. He's hurt again. He's been out the entire year, and now you're hoping and praying and massaging his quad and thinking he's going to come back and save the team. He's done. Make a roster move. Enough. He's done.
And ego. And I, you know, and Sabathia goes off the field last night, hurt too. I'm like, man, yeah, I'll tell you, if you want to beat the Astros, you got to be 100%. You got to be playing great baseball. You got to get a
big hit eventually. For crying out loud, I can't believe this is the thing that's holding them back. You wanted to tell me it was a starting pitching or the Astros got to the bullpen. Sure, I'd believe it.
How many big hits did Mike Ford have? How many big hits did Tuchman have? How many big hits did Voit have?
The guys that are playing had big hits as well. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a guy in this lineup who had a bad offensive year that was in the lineup last night.
What happened last year when the Yankees won a game up in Boston?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? And even Aaron Judge this year, after they won the one game in Houston, said, don't worry, we'll be fine when we get home. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know he's talking because he has confidence in himself and he has confidence in his teammates and he's playing at home. Again, you know, it's like with Sam Darnold this week. Now, all right, you had one good game, man. You know, you're not ready for the Hall of Fame just yet. Everybody's just got to calm down. And I'm telling you, don't let the game bite you in the ass.
Yeah, but the problem was here, and we all know how great the Astros were. But, you know, in 2017, that Yankee team came out of nowhere. They got to a game 7 of an ALCS, but they were sort of working their way up. You know, last year that Red Sox team was just incredible. This year, you know, was supposed to be different, and it was different. Now
but the
they
Astros
ran and they ran into
too.
The they ran into the one team that's better than them that I thought was maybe slightly better than them, and the Yankees would still win. But no, they've shown that they are head and shoulders better than the Yankees in every facet of the game, This is a series that it hasn't even been close,
dude. They are a great full-on team.
Yep.
They do everything well.
Yep.
They play defense well. They run the bases well. Their bullpen, which was supposed to be, you know, part of the reason why the Yankees have got to get these starters out of the game because you could get to them. They have performed well. I think the manager, you know, has hit all the right buttons when it comes to hit and runs and things of that nature. DeVito could tell you all about that. I mean, it's like the players are out playing the Yankee players, and the manager is out managing the Yankee manager.
Yep.
But the Yankee manager, all he can do is sit in that dugout when the bases are loaded and your home run hitting catcher is up.
And he strikes out on three pitches.
All he could do is sit in the dugout. He can't do anything. That's not the manager's responsibility. That is the player's responsibility.
Yeah.
And then when you're a pitcher who was gassed after 68 pitches in game one is, you know, going to come back, and in the third inning, everything seems to be okay. And then, boom, game over.
Yep.
Game over.
I didn't feel like it was over then. I really, to be fair, at 3-1, I didn't feel like the game was over.
With the way that the Yankees bullpen has been playing, you don't think that they were going to put on more runs? Even John Smoltz said, you know, the game's not over for the Yankees standpoint because they'll put some runs up here. And he was right. But so with the Astros are going to put on
more
runs.
I mean, listen, you're talking
it's just so
about a third inning,
it's
you know, 3-1 game
I
being over.
I wanted to see it go seven. And, you know, I've been telling you that they are a great team.
No, everybody knows that.
And I know
I mean, they won more games
than
everybody.
Yankees year. We think it's the Yankees year because we're here and we're like just bombarded with everything Yankees.
Yeah.
But the Astros are a great baseball team.
But did really, if you want to talk about things you expected, I mean, did you really expect the Yankee lineup for three straight games to be this futile? You want to tell me that Cole and Verlander?
I would say two straight games, yes, but
Cole
not
and
three.
Verlander, but now this third game, this was the one that I'm sorry. No, there's not anybody that was around here that has been watching this team every single day like we have that expected them to go down last night.
I told you going into game three, the team that wins game three is going to win this series. The Astros won game three, and the reason why that was important wasn't so much that if it went seven, it was going to be Cole in game seven and all that other stuff. It was because the emotional letdown. It was the first home game in Yankee Stadium against the Astros. This is the one that they had to have. This is, you know, they're playing on their home turf. They're unbeatable in Yankee Stadium and all that other stuff. And they lose that game in a game where Cole is not great. But they, again, they squander chance after chance after chance. And then the bullpen blows it. I mean, I don't know what, you know, it is, everybody's had a hand in this. There's no question about that. And I know that there are going to be some villains a little bit more, you know, villainized, if you will, than others. But this has been a team meltdown these last three games that has just been
well,
so
I mean, it really manifested itself there in the eighth inning, too. Routine plays that the Yankees, you know, defensively make with their eyes closed, and all of a sudden they're kicking the ball around. I mean, it was. It's just that was the
loss of focus. You know what that? That's
the wheels came off.
That's a loss of focus. That's like the game's over.
It's the worst thing you could see at the end of that game.
That's true.
Like, at least show some fight. Do some. You know, shut them down. The fact that they're tacking on and they're tacking on in the way that they are, where the Yankees all of a sudden defensively look like a circus. And that was the worst way to end
that
game.
So let me ask you a question. You know, between Encarnacion and Sanchez and Gregorius and Torres and Judge all having opportunities. I mean, what do they owe Edwin Encarnacion? Do they owe him anything or something? Am I missing something?
He's been just awful.
Am I missing something?
No, you're not.
This is why you want to keep Gary Sanchez in the lineup? Put him as your DH. Put Romine in as the catcher. Put Luke Voit at first base. Put LeMahieu at third base. And then see what happens then. I mean, and see if you got some fresh blood in there and see if you can create something. See if you can find a spark somewhere. It is so disappointing for the Yankees to lose these three games in a row. It is so just like demoralizing. I mean, I came in here this morning. I mean, it's like this is like a morgue around here.
Yeah, no, it is. It does feel like that. And if you want to tell me that the Astros beat the Yankees with Cole and Verlander and that's the way it went down, and that you point to that and say, all right, you know, they have the two best pitchers, and there's just nothing you can do. Oh, maybe you can accept it a little better. To go out last night and to go down in the manner that they did with Tanaka on full rest and Zach Greinke starting and then getting into the bullpens and to lose 8-3 in essentially an elimination game for them, because going down 3-1 basically has, you know, to 1 foot out the door, is completely unacceptable for this group. Completely. Now, if they had gotten back to 2-2, and then you had Cole and Verlander 2 out of 3 games, and they battled, and it was games were 4-3, and these guys were just overwhelmed them. You tip your cap. But no, they got their asses handed to them in their building last night in every facet of the game, in a game that they absolutely needed. That was embarrassing from top to bottom in that organization. And if I'm Brian Cashman sitting watching this thing, I am disgusted with the way that this team played game.
That's why they need to do something.
50,000 screaming Yankee fans there last night, ready to erupt. And it's one, damn it, son of a, after another the entire night. Astros just picking them apart like they could do whatever they want against them. Pathetic.
So much pathetic for an epic series between two great teams.
Yeah, right. Pathetic. Now, if it turns, that'd be great. Hey, Yankees win 2. Game 7, it's an epic series. Right now, it's an ass-kicking. As we stand here this morning, it has been an ass-kicking in the ALCS.
You still have another chance for greatness. Every time you have a game, you have another chance for greatness. That's the way you got to look at it. But I don't know.
It's over!
You can't sit here and watch this over and over and over again. Strikeouts, flailing, and I know you got good pitchers. You got Verlander going tonight. You're going again tonight.
I mean, Verlander,
you're an animal, man. You're like a Yankee sycophant.
I mean, but think about Verlander tonight on the mound. This guy to be able to go to the World Series, Yankee Stadium, Game 5. This guy's gonna be
ding dong. Who is it?
Justin Verlander, biatch.
Yep. Oh, Eddie's going to empty out the.
Eddie's just going to empty it all out today.
It's not over till it's over, Ed. You do understand
this,
right?
It's not YED yet.
Yeah. Yeah. When it is, you know, here's the reason why he's got to do this is because he thinks if they lose Friday or Saturday, he's not going to have his opportunity.
Yes, exactly.
He's got to get all of it out now. All right.
Ding dong. Who is it?
Humiliation.
Oh, boy.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong at this point.
But I again, so if if the Yankees do something drastic, which I would hope they would, okay, and they go on to win tonight's game by doing something drastic, then they're going to look great, and they'll get a little fire in their step, and then they'll have to go down to Houston and deal with that nonsense. But if they don't do something drastic and they lose again the way that they have lost these last three games, oh, God, man, hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, no, I would
you
agree.
You realize that. I mean, things are too cushy, man. This is what Yankee baseball is all about. I keep saying it. It's about October. This is the expectations.
I was thinking about this all yesterday. As I'm leaving this game, I get on the D train to get out of there.
Oh,
and
man.
All I was thinking about was, how many times did we say, yeah, it's great, but it's about Yankees Astros. Yeah, what they're doing is great, but we know it comes down to the ALCS. You know, this is awesome, but. And guess what the but's been? This.
The but has been.
Punch in the face is what it's been.
The but has been their injured guys have come back, and this ain't the same team that everybody's been rooting for this year. I mean, it's, you know, obviously there's certain players that are still in the lineup and all that other stuff, but you know, there's so many key hits and plays and defensive plays made by guys that aren't even dressing for the games. I know, so the people that would argue against me would be like, oh, it's Stanton. He's a $300 million former MVP. This is Gary Sanchez. He's an all-star. He hits home runs. You know, you're gonna replace Sanchez with Roman? Are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, I would.
Put Roman behind him up?
I would.
Yeah, I mean, but of course he hits the home run just to make sure, like, see, I can still do this.
You know what?
I can still do this.
It's not coming at the right time, man. You know, Everything is timing in sports and
certainly baseball.
But that strikeout. Aaron
Boone, if he would have benched him after that strikeout, I would have been fine with it. I mean, three straight pitches in that spot, just flailing like he's never played baseball before.
And again, I will just say, I'm just trying to be an innocent bystander looking at this whole thing. I'm hoping for a 7-game epic series. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, well.
And it's anything but that. And it's like, I think you've characterized it the right way. It's an ass kicking. And Boone and Cashman better figure out what they're going to do with this lineup tonight. They roll out the same kind of group.
Brian Cashman sucks.
And these guys go out there and do what they did. I mean, you know, now that's going to be an indictment on them.
Call Flaherty now. Wake him up.
We got to talk to him. Get him in studio.
Yeah, tell him we are only talking to John, and he'll only get paid if he shows up in studio today. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.